AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Former President Donald Trump is sitting in court again today for his ongoing hush money trial. He spoke to reporters before entering the courtroom today.
This trial was so horrible. It's no longer justice, and it's a tremendous abuse of the New York judicial system in particular. The New York judicial system has been absolutely abused and abused terribly, and it's the whole world is watching. It's very bad. So I'll now go and sit in that freezing cold courtroom for 8 or 9 hours and think about being on the campaign.
Storms battered the South, with millions of Americans still under some level of severe weather risk. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Residents in the Southeast are cleaning up after dangerous storms that spawned tornadoes. The plains in the Midwest were struck earlier in the week. The National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center cites an enhanced risk for severe weather today from Texas to South Carolina.
You have to be so careful not to step on nails.
Valerie and John Bernhardt of Columbia, Tennessee, picked through the splintered remains that had been their home. Retired pastor Walter Schell says he, his wife, and their two dogs headed for the basement when he received a tornado alert by phone.
Me and my wife staying about 4 inches. It went around.
In Tennessee Thursday, a 22-year-old man was killed in a car in Claiborne County. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says a woman in Maury County was killed in a mobile home that was struck by a tornado and thrown several feet into a wooded area. In Christiana, southeast of Nashville, a 10-year-old boy was gravely injured, swept into a storm drain while playing in the street. Officials say a strong tornado damaged at least 20 homes in northern Alabama's DeKalb County, causing injuries but no deaths. I'm Jennifer King.
Authorities said two backcountry skiers were killed and one was rescued after they were swept up and buried in an avalanche on Thursday that occurred after several days of spring snowstorms. This is AP News. AP correspondent Seth Sutel has the latest on today's markets.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are heading for another winning week with more modest gains. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% in the first hour of trading Friday. The Dow added 142 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite was up about 0.1%. The S&P 500 has risen back near the record high it set in late March. That came as hopes have revived that the Federal Reserve may deliver interest rate cuts this year. A flood of strong earnings reports from U.S. companies has also helped support the market. Digital security company Gen Digital, which makes Norton and LifeLock, jumped almost 15% after reporting better than expected results and announcing a big stock buyback. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.5%. Seth Sutel, New York.
I'm Haya Pinjwani. You're listening to AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.